He scampered his way down the aisle. Pulling out a paperback he had no interest in reading, Daniel plunked himself in the corner seat with a breathy sigh. Dampness soaked through his pants. He stood up with a jolt. He wheeled around and saw a massive gob of mucousy snot smeared across the seat. Stifling the urge to regurgitate, he clamped a hand over his mouth, dropping his paperback onto the spitwad in the process.
She brushed her beloved cat Storm off her laptop, flipped open the screen, and clicked over to the official Flutter page of Crazy Craft Lady's World of Craftware to do the most vindictive thing she had ever dared to do. Write the truth, directly on the company's page.
Livingston wanted to try his hand at something special, a hobby that would undoubtedly strike even the most seasoned billionaire wunderkind as being odd, as being eccentric. Mr. Livingston is so fond of pointing out that anyone can be anyone.
Then he heard the sound he dreaded. Three loud raps on the door. "Just a second," he called, feeling foolish but not knowing what else to do. "Mr. Ballantyne," Trefuse's voice. "Sorry, but could you come back in a minute?" he called through the door.